This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times morning briefing on Monday, the 16th of May. The Home Secretary, Priti Patel, is lifting all restrictions applied to stop and search. This means police can now search people if they believe serious violence may occur rather than will. The controversial move is part of the government's strategy to tackle violent crime. Boris Johnson will hold emergency talks with Northern Ireland's political leaders later in a bid to break a Stormont deadlock caused by the post-Brexit trade deal. The DUP is refusing to re-enter a devolved government in protest at the contentious Northern Ireland Protocol. Boris Johnson's expected to tell all politicians to get back to work and will pledge to intervene if the EU does not reach a compromise. Journalist Peter McVerry told us he doesn't think Mr. Johnson's visit will have much impact.
He will meet the leaders and representatives of the five main parties in separate private meetings in the second half of the day. And he will meet some representative, interest groups from the business community. But the issue is, especially amongst those politicians, none of them are minded to believe what he says, because they believe that he's betrayed them to various degrees before and given them false promises.
There's been another mass shooting in the US, the second in 24 hours. A gunman opened fire in a Southern Californian church yesterday, killing one person and injuring five, four of them critically. The attacker was detained by members of the congregation, who tied his legs with an electrical cord. FBI Los Angeles Assistant Director in Charge, Christy Johnson, says they're working to establish more details.
Obviously, motive is always the question which determines the extent of involvement at the federal level, or whether federal or local prosecution is pursued. And at this time, we are working very hard to determine the motive.
This comes a day after 10 people were killed by a gunman at a supermarket in Buffalo. The suspected shooter, who's 18 and been charged with first-degree murder, is now on suicide watch. Latitude and Reading and Leeds are among 103 UK festivals which have committed to tackling sexual violence. Working alongside charities including Rape Crisis, Good Night Out and Safe Gigs for Women, the events have pledged to deliver a safe environment for audiences, performers and workforces. Figures from 2018 show nearly half of female festival goers under 40 had faced unwanted sexual behaviour at a music festival. 140,000 people across the UK are going to be part of a scheme to record how much packaging they throw away. It's hoped the big plastic count will provide a national snapshot of the plastic waste problem. Environmental and TV presenter Chris Packham says the UK is one of the worst plastic polluters in the world.
We all know there's a plastic crisis. We are literally drowning in the stuff. And plastic production is expected to double over the next 20 years. And with that, there'll be three times more plastic going into the oceans and rivers. And this will have devastating effects on nature and wildlife.
And the Queen was honoured with a standing ovation as her Platinum Jubilee celebrations kicked off with a star-studded equestrian extravaganza entitled A Gallop Through History. It was the first major event marking the monarch's 70-year reign, and stars including Tom Cruise and Helen Mirren took part. Catherine Jenkins also sang during the celebration.
I'm a massive fan of hers. I think she's, so incredible, such a great role model. And it's nice to have the opportunity to all come together and show our deep gratitude for all that she's done for the country and the Commonwealth.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.